This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. This evening, we will be talking about the 2001 September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. All of these attacks were a series of four coordinated terrorist attacks by the Islamic terrorist group Al-Qaeda against the United States on the morning of Tuesday, September the 11th, 2001. The attacks killed 2,977 people, not including the 19 hijackers who also died. Injured over 6,000 others and caused at least $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. Additional people have died of 9/11-related cancer and respiratory diseases in the months and years following the attacks. This is a hard thing to think about again. But they have, well, they wanted to not celebrate, but they want to commemorate those that have passed on. And like I had said previously, some had cancer, some had respiratory diseases, and, you know, some are still suffering with some of the diseases. A lot of the people died, you know, the first responders, they died running to the buildings, trying to help any people who you can. But if you are on the top floor, you're on the 19th floor, and then the plane hit the ninth floor. I think that you think it's just a done deal. I mean, how in the world? You can't put a ladder on the building because the building is falling. So you have to do the best you can to try to get those that are, you know, that are below that you can help. Some, it was said that the extremist group committed suicide. Well, I think that was something that they intended to do. So I really don't have any sympathy for them doing. They knew what they were getting into, and they did it willingly. It was crazy. And it's also been said that the police and the fire departments in New York were especially hard hit. Hundreds had rushed to the scene of the attacks, and more than 400 police officers and firefighters were killed. Now, I don't know why they chose to not show the planes being driven directly into the buildings. I don't know. I do not know why they wouldn't show it, because there are a lot of people. That was 18 years ago. There were a lot of people who weren't even born. And I don't think you're doing them a courtesy by not showing what happened. They need to know. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. So if you, any of my listeners, have a different opinion about that, hit that one button and let me know, because I truly believe that they should show it so the kids will understand. Don't try to hide it from them. Let them understand. I want to know why my dad had to die of cancer, because I was told that he ran into a burning building. Well, I mean, let the child see it. Let him see it. But like I said before, that's my opinion. So if anybody else has a different opinion, you are so welcome to, you know, debate with me. But you have you have your opinion, and I have mine. And we both are entitled. So, I mean, it is what it is. And right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back.
We'll be right back after these messages. Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know, if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back, and we're talking about the September 11th, 911 attacks. And it's been said that there were four passenger airliners. Well, we know that it was, and they were operated by two major U.S. passenger air carriers, the United Airlines and American Airlines, all of which departed from airports in northeastern United States bound for San Francisco and Los Angeles. That's where the airlines were scheduled to go, and they were hijacked by 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists. Two of the planes, the American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175, were crashed into the North and South Towers. And this happened in New York. I know those of you that are listening, you know. So if someone is listening and they don't know, this happened in New York at the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center complex in Lower Manhattan. Within an hour and 42 minutes, both 110-story towers collapsed. Debris and the resulting fires caused a partial or complete collapse of all other buildings in the World Trade Center complex, including the 47-story Seven World Trade Center Tower, as well as significant damage to 10 other large surrounding structures. A third plane, American Airlines Flight 77, was crashed into the Pentagon, which is the headquarters of the United States Department of Defense in Arlington County, which led to a partial collapse of the building west side. And to tell a little story about that, I went to D.C., and we happened to go there. We saw the defense building, the Pentagon, and we were told by the person that was leading us that one of the guys, as a matter of fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he may have been along with our tour, but he was working in the Pentagon. And what happened, I think it was his daughter got married, and he wasn't there. So when the plane flew into the Pentagon, it flew right into his office. And I thought that was a real story of how God can save you by small things, little simple thing. If she hadn't got married that day, he would have been sitting there when that plane hit that building, and he would have been killed. So, of course, he was very, very thankful for that. And all of the others that were thankful, because it didn't hit all of the buildings, in all of the floors. But that was the third one. The fourth plane, the United Airlines Flight 93, was initially flown toward Washington, D.C. That's where they were supposed to be going, but crashed into a field in Stony Creek Township near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after its passengers thwarted the hijackers. 9/11 is the single deadliest terrorist attack in human history and the single deadliest incident for firefighters and law enforcement officers in the history of the United States, with 343 and 72 killed, respectfully. So it has been really hard on America, but you know, America doesn't like to fight on their own turf. They prefer to go somewhere else and mess up somebody else's country. But I'm not saying it's not necessary for us to fight. And sometimes you got to fight. But then it doesn't say how many soldiers that we have lost, how many men have been lost. You know, if you think about it, we've lost a lot of our men fighting a war. A lot of us don't even know why. Why are we fighting? And then they have to do a lot of things like, excuse me, they have to do a lot of things like, excuse me, sometimes, like in Vietnam, they have to, well, I know they don't want to talk about it, and I wish I could get someone on the show, and because they probably have PTSD and they don't like to talk about the nights that they can't sleep. But some have been right there when one of their buddies got, maybe his head was shot off or something, or they may have come in contact with a child, because those children over there were being trained to shoot. So now you are in a war and you come across a child with a gun, a rifle, whatever. So what do you do? What do you do? Do you stand, let the child shoot and kill you? Or do you shoot the child? So, you know, if that's some of the things that they have to do, I'm sure it's very hard. As a matter of fact, next week we'll be talking about police suicides. And I was just thinking, some of the awful, awful things that they see. You walk into a house and someone's been shot several times, and maybe once in the face. How does that, I don't know, how do you take that? How do you take that? And then another thing I was saying, how do you, as an officer, when you see a child mauled by three dogs, and you see her whole body is torn up, how do you deal with things like that? I'm sure there are nights that you don't sleep. I'm sure there are nights that soldiers don't sleep. As a matter of fact, I have a friend whose son has PTSD, and he will not come on my show. He's already told her, no, he will not come on my show. Because he doesn't sleep at night. And I was speaking to a young lady a couple of years ago, and I asked her about her husband, and she said one of the things that he does now when he comes home from the service, he cannot sit with his back to the door. And, you know, of course, us being lay people, we don't know what goes on. We don't know. But I'm imagining that it's because anybody can come through the door, you know, and your back is to them, and you can't respond if you have your back to a person. So I don't know. There are a lot of things that we don't know, that we're just people that go about our lives every day, you know, and we don't think about a lot of times. I don't know, maybe if some of you are married to police people, male or female, you may know a little bit more than I do. But those terror attacks are still plaguing the firemen, the policemen, and others whose loved ones were working there and they weren't able to get out. So that's like an ongoing thing. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Press the one and be with me and, you know, help me to understand some things. This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. We're going to commercial.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have served the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking about the September 11 attacks on the United States. I have a listener who wants to talk about it. Okay, how you doing?
And how are you doing tonight, Jenny White?
I'm fine. How are you?
Just fine. You know, I have some of a tunnel vision when it comes to anything that happens in this country. From what I can see, ever since we, after World War II, the United States was a big, big power, all of this, okay? But then when Vietnam came up and we got involved in that, okay, the Vietnamese people, it seemed like they defeated France. The United States was backing all that. Okay, then we get involved into it. And everybody wants to take down the big dog, so to speak. And when we allow, and I get sensitive because of the type of manpower that it messed up. It really took a lot of black manpower out of the black African American community. We were doing at that time 11% of the population here, 22% casualty, and all we have to represent that is a wall with some names on it. This is what bothers me. But see, when they allowed the Vietnamese, the common people, with doing what they did, the guerrilla warfare and all this, to take down the big dog, it left us open for a lot of things. I was thinking about the USS Cole, how they sent a boat and bombed the ship while they were refueling in Yemen. Okay, the 1983 attack on the World Trade Center. Things just started to happen. They feel like now we can take on the big dog. You know, nothing is out there. Everything is just out there, And ever since then, we've been left in the wind, so to speak. When they allowed Vietnam to go like they did, and we never declared the war, never tried, but a lot of black people lost their lives there. That's what I see.
That's
well, that
true.
Doesn't really count. You know, the attitude we have toward the African American community, you might have had that attitude now, but look at what it's doing at home. Well, all these people are losing their lives. It wasn't the first effect on the United States, I mean, on the Trade Center, but this time it took effect. I think of the, you think of 9/11. Somebody knew that was going to happen and didn't do anything about it. Someone knew that. Our intelligence, the CIA, our intelligence is too sophisticated not to have known that that was going to happen. That's what I feel. A lot of people lost their lives. I think of the one little boy, I think of his mother a lot of times. He had won a trip to Washington. I think he was on the on one of the planes with his teacher. I don't think it was his entire class, but he was going to Washington, D.C. That's what he won. He was on one of those trips, one of those planes when all this happened. So it keeps going on and on and on, and it won't stop. We can't, you know, and now we're trying to negotiate and all this. But everybody wants to bomb. Everybody wants this and that. We try to negotiate. We try to buy and, you know, buy them off and all this. They still want, everybody wants a piece of the big dog. That's what it is. And it's going to continue and continue. And then even with the problems we're having with immigration now, everybody wants a piece of this action. Do this, that, legally or illegally. They're feeding off of us and keep on going and going and going. But when we allow Vietnam to go like it did, we set ourselves up for all these types of attacks. One thing about the former president, President Obama, he did go after Osama bin Laden, and he did catch him. Like he said, he caused a lot of problems, a lot of hurt within the American community. But I believe that we did it to ourselves. By the way we look at America, we did it to ourselves, especially for the African-American community. They thought that, you know, what is it, you know, a black person dying here in the United States. They find out because now they're coming back. It's more than black people. They're finding ways to get to the main, to the dominant race of people.
Don't forget those pilots were trained here in the States.
That is one big thing. I think I heard this. Those pilots, because of the oil they're getting from Saudi Arabia and all of this, they got the money to pay. Okay, the big thing in America is the dollar. It's my understanding that they said, look, we want to learn how to fly the plane. But then he wanted to show them the whole thing. He said, we're not going to worry about this. This is what I heard. Okay, I can't validate it. We don't want to know how to land the plane. Just fly it. That's all we want to know. And they paid all this big money. Now, if it had, for me, my opinion, if it had been a black person, a group of black people that said that, they would have taken the money. They would have taught you. But the CIA and the FBI would have been on your case. What happened in this? They let it go. They didn't report anything like that.
You're right.
Those people taught them how to fly. Is responsible for what happened here.
And they should have, curiosity should have kind of peaked if they say, well, you know, teach me how to fly, but I don't want to learn how to land. That's crazy.
It is. To me, that was the whole thing. What do you mean you don't want to know how to land? You know, if they got the money and gone, but what good is it? Look at how many people lost their lives.
But, you know, I've also read that.
If it had been a black person, black people doing that, they would have been told. The CIA, the FBI, everybody would be on your case.
Well, I've also heard that attack was coordinated by somebody in the States as well.
It could have been.
I don't doubt it. Like you said, someone knew about it. And at that particular time, I remember, I'll never forget, I was in school, and my daughter, who was a flight attendant, flew somewhere, and she might be hearing this, and she can correct me, but I've forgotten where she had to go, but she was taking passports to the headquarters somewhere. And she got over there, and, of course, Bush stopped all the planes, and she couldn't get back home. But they didn't tell her why, you know, she was unable to get home. So that was kind of, I'll never forget that. And then she had to stay where she was, you know, because she had no transportation. And a friend of hers, after 2 or 3 days, drove up to where she was to bring her back home.
Is that
so
something?
Yes. I mean, they didn't want to frighten them, but they didn't tell them why, you know, Bush has stopped all air travel.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't tell her why. But, you know, sooner or later she found out.
To find out where those planes were. That's when they sent our fighter pilots. You know, they sent the Air Force fighter pilots out to find those planes. They couldn't reach them. They knew something was going to happen. But it happened. They downed all the aircraft. That's what they're looking for, is these airplanes, these rogue airplanes out there, airlines out there. If they had to shoot them down, they were going to have to shoot them down. Where were they going? What was the problem?
Yeah, well, I mean.
But ever since the Vietnam War, let's face it, the Vietnamese, they finally drove France out. And here comes the big dogs that's been supporting France, trying to fight a conventional war. And we leave with our tail tucked. You know, we didn't even try to declare the war.
Yeah, is that the same war that we spent 10 years fighting and nobody won?
All those black people lost their lives. The country was fighting the Vietnam War. They were fighting the Vietnam War. We know what? It's not a fair war. Either do it or don't, you know. And then the men who came back after dealing with all this, something they're not used to, they got all this, you know, because when I was at Detroit Rescue Mission Ministry, we had a veterans program. We tried to work with, they put it there to try to work with the Vietnamese, the veterans of that war. We had to work with them. They were strung out and everything in order to make it.
Yeah.
They were strung out. And then a lot of them died from the Agent Orange, like they're dying from the Roundup now, stuff in the Roundup.
Right. How did they
Agent Orange is wiping them out.
How did they think our troops were going to escape that Agent Orange? It is crazy. It's
in order to kill the soldiers and all that. Yeah, all of this was happening. But when they allowed it to go that way, you know, and we lost that war. We didn't make that a peace with honor, but we lost it. We were supposed to pay so much in reparations. And, you know, and a lot of our soldiers was left over there.
Yeah, but you remember how they treated them when they got home? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we had one guest, I remember, on the program. She was saying how this one person, a black man, he made it through the war, Vietnam War, and he was home and coming home in his uniform, and somebody threw a brick and hit him in the back of the head. Now he's a paraplegic. It's crazy.
You don't
take it out, you know. You know, so it is something.
We've heard of them getting killed over here, not over there, but they come home and get killed over here. That's crazy.
Because, you know, it is. It really is. It really is. But to me, it really hurt the black community. It's still, you know, we don't know how many people were involved in the World Trade Center, and all of this 9/11. We really don't know. But,
never know.
That is true, yeah. That is so true.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, to the point where, how is it going to affect, how did it affect the black community?
Well, let me ask you this before you go.
Go ahead.
I say, now my opinion, which I am entitled to, I say that they should show the images of the planes. Okay.
Most definitely. When I was coming into work that day, and I was looking at television for, as I'm talking to my workers at DSS, they said a plane went into the one of the Twin Towers. I said, what? And I looked, and finally I was looking. Then the other plane, I say, that's not an accident. That's
right.
So perfect. You know? And it just shook up everybody. It really shook everybody up. Our millennials, our young people, they need to see. So that they know when they stand up and go along with these groups that's giving them some money to make them feel good, they know what they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
They need to see it. I was talking to my grandchildren, my two little boys, grandboys, about the way to answer questions, you know, and not how they try to pit one another against one against. Are you stronger than him or he stronger than you? Well, I'm stronger. He'll say no. You say we're both strong. You don't let them divide you like that. I was trying to teach them that. You try to stand together. You work together, you know, and all of this. I try to teach them. This is how you look at it. This is how you do. You stand together. You're a family. Maybe you can run better, but you say, no, we're together. If they've got you in separate rooms and they say, you know, so-and-so said you did this and you did, you don't say anything. Then they go to your brother. So-and-so said you said this. They try to pitch you against. You don't say nothing.
Right.
Don't believe it and don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. That's what I've been trying to teach them. Keep your mouth shut. And don't you admit to something you have never done, trying to help
never.
Them to see, you know.
Some people will say, well, you know, you get less of a jail sentence if you go ahead and admit. But
no,
don't do it. You're right.
You're trying to teach them.
I have
them how
another caller.
Okay, love you.
Hold on. You might want to respond. Hello, Miss Terry from Texas.
Well, hello, Jenny White. And hello, Lucy Payne.
How are you?
I am doing well. It is so good to hear your voices.
Good to hear you, too. Can you explain to me what happened on that day? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I know.
For Northwest Airlines, I was a flight attendant on special assignment. Now, I had been flying normal routes, but because I wanted to be home with the kids at night, I decided to take a special assignment with Chinese visas. So that required me to travel one day a week. So
right.
Every Tuesday, I would
on
fly
a Tuesday.
To Chicago.
Yep.
Yes, I would fly to Chicago and go to the Chinese consulate and exchange out the paperwork. So I made it there, fine. But once I left the Chinese consulate and was going back towards the airport, I started hearing all the reports. Then I found out that they had halted all air travel, and there was no way I could get back home. I tried to rent a car. All the cars had been rented by the time that I tried to get a car, and I was pretty much stuck where I was. So I called in flight, and they secured a hotel for me. So as far as the company taking care of me, that was done. But the most scary part was me calling my daughter, who was a latchkey kid at the time, and telling her mommy wasn't going to make it home. And while I was having that conversation with her, let's see, that was 01. She was 11. And while I was having a conversation with her, she said, Mom, I think somebody's coming into the apartment. And I said, what? And I told her, baby, go hide under the bed. Stay on the phone. Just be quiet. Mommy's with you. I'm not going to leave you. And someone came into the apartment. And we had something that needed to be repaired. So out of all the time that we had been waiting for maintenance, this was the time they decided to show up. And it was just terrifying because my baby was so scared and hiding under a bed, and I couldn't get to her. So talk about prayer. And, of course, thank God for Mom. Mom, you were able to help out and keep those babies because I couldn't get back home. It was very
terrifying. How many days did you stay there, Terry?
I was there a week.
Okay.
Or it was. Is at least 4 days. It just seems like forever.
I know.
I couldn't get home, and you're glued to the TV, and all you see are people jumping out of windows, and you're going,
and
oh,
I wasn't able to contact you, and I kept calling and calling.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah. So it's
anyway, that's gone.
So
thank God.
Has a story of where they were when it happened, and I just thank God that even though it was terrifying for me, he made a way.
Oh yeah.
All right.
He has a tendency to do that.
My friend did, a friend of mine drove way over to Chicago, and it was so funny because when he got to me, he was like, oh, okay, you want to go out to dinner? No, I don't. I want to go home. Because it was a little excursion for him, but for me, I had been away from my babies. I had been traumatized because as a flight attendant, that could have been me. You know, I remember the very next week that I was able to travel. I was okay getting to the airport. I was okay going down the jet bridge. But to actually step onto the plane, my knees buckled and I had to catch myself. And I had to realize that it had affected me like that. But it Hey, every day like it's your last, they say, right?
That's what they say.
This is the day.
A lot of people don't, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I think I'm raising my hand, but anyway.
We are raising our hand.
I mean, you know, but I just feel so bad about the people that are still dealing with those diseases.
They're lost. The disease and the loss, yeah.
Yes, and the loss.
And the loss, yeah.
I mean, you know, this, well.
Wasn't sometimes something about a woman who was trapped for 20-something days or something?
I don't recall that one.
Okay, then. I was thinking of something else, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. You mean in New York?
I thought it was New York. I'm not sure.
It could have been now. I'm not saying it wasn't. It could have been. There were so many stories, you know? So many. And when you think about the first responders, they go towards it, and everybody else is running away from it. It's something. It's like that, Dorian in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
as a
now
matter
they got
of
the break.
Fact, are we still talking about him, or is it gone?
Something else is coming.
Sharpie Gate. Oh, you mean Dorian? Okay.
No, Dorian.
They're racing for another storm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we waiting for letter E now.
Something to hit him soon. Yeah, they were talking about it.
Yeah, this is the time of year where they're all just kind of waiting in line to come on in.
I guess so. Waiting in line, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. I don't know, but the Bahamas was just, I don't know. And then did you hear your president? He said black people can't come over here.
That's what
they got on the boat and then... He called up the boat, and they said, if you don't have this and that as far as documentation, y'all need to exit stage right.
Right. Ain't that crazy?
And then claimed, oh, no, we didn't do that. We didn't say that.
Is that what
he
said?
Got the balls enough. Yes. He said they were not responsible for what the boat announced. That was their announcement.
But that came out of his mouth. He said they were murderers and rapists, and what he didn't say was they were black, but that's what he meant.
Yeah, he said that they shouldn't have been in the Bahamas, but they were just strategically evidently waiting so that they could get to America by some way, and the hurricane was a perfect excuse.
You know, America will never be the same.
We were always the ones trying to help everybody else. Help everybody else every single time. We've been the one that would help everybody else.
Yeah.
Help this and help that. Yeah, that's true.
But he's separating kids. Now, that's the part I just don't like. Separating the children from their parents. And a lot of those children have been separated so long from their parents. They don't even know who their parents are anymore.
Mm.
Now that part just hurts my heart.
Yeah, it's a deep wound, yeah.
They had no way when they separated those kids to get your name, your number, your parents' name and number, so eventually at some point in time we can put you guys back together. And it should have been to the point where children that were too young, like lap babies, should not have been taken away at all.
That's true, most definitely.
But now they're providing children for sex trafficking and
everything.
All of these things. I mean, it's horrible. It's just horrible. You know what? We're going to have a lot to pay for.
To answer for, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to have a lot to pay for because that is not how you treat people. Even the Egyptians didn't separate the people. They just said, oh, kill all the male kids.
That's it.
Okay. That's some crazy.
A little form of separation.
Yeah, look what happened to them.
Yeah. Would you say, Terry?
I think that's a little bit kind of like a form of separation.
What,
from the little male
them?
Children. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Yeah. That's horrible. They tried to do that when Christ was born, too.
They did, yeah. They killed him.
Kill all the male children, you know.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, we've been having wars from the beginning of time. So I guess we shouldn't expect them to not continue, huh? But they sure did catch America off guard. I know that.
I don't think they
caught
off guard. Somebody knew all of it. I don't feel we were caught off guard.
Well, the rest of us.
How was that?
The common people may have been, but I don't feel that it was caught off guard.
Well, if they knew what was happening, they would have done something to prevent it, you would think.
I don't think so. I think it was the purpose behind all that. But anyway, that's my opinion.
For whatever reason, we don't know. But it, you know, I don't know. But it's just crazy. And now you got President Trump who's making Kim Jong-un mad every time you turn around and he's got all these missiles. He's trying to get them closer and closer.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing about it is, when I read about the end times, I don't hear anything. Well, I don't read anything about the United States. It is not spoken of. So, I don't know. Take it like you want it. At any rate, ladies, I have enjoyed you guys. I really do like, I think I like this kind of back and forth discussion. You know, I don't know what you guys think.
It's always good to talk to Lucy. She's got a wealth of knowledge.
Yes, she does.
And well versed on a lot of things. So it's really nice to have her on the phone.
Right. No matter what subject it is, she knows something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, Lucy?
I didn't hear nothing.
Okay, Terry, before you go, I want your opinion on what do you think about them showing it to the kids? Because some of them weren't born and they don't know. What's your opinion on that?
Ooh.
Terry?
Yes, I am here.
Did you get the question?
I heard it.
I'm sorry?
I think that it's, hold on, let me take you off of, I've got you on my headset. Let me take you off there. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
Well, I believe, as with any history, it needs to be told to the children. They need to know what happened. I mean, we've gone over civil wars. We've gone over, you know, Pearl Harbor. We've gone over a lot of things that are not, you know, cotton candy and candy bars. So the children need to hear it. I don't think they need to see the graphics. They can see the people walking through the streets with all of the, what is it, the residue of the buildings on them, but I don't think they need to see the people jumping out of the windows. They, just for placement's sake, there is a place in history that needs to be explained to our children, and then we need to move forward.
Okay,
what
well,
do you think?
That's your Jenny opinion.
White.
I still say no? I stand behind. No, I agree with what you said, other than not showing them.
Saying,
showing them. I think they need to see it. I think they need to see what America has gone through.
And
I
maybe
really
I'm
do.
Thinking of a different age group. I'm thinking maybe of the children that were my daughter's age, 11. You know, so it would be child appropriate for their age, or age appropriate is what I mean to say.
Right.
So yes, once they get a little older and they're able to understand a little bit more, they can realize the gravity of the situation. But
they need to know America is not
a
perfect
place.
A lot of
things have been whitewashed. Yeah.
Oh, you know, everything has been whitewashed.
That's true.
Like we were talking about last week with the, weren't we talking about the slaves last week? When we were saying that we had opinions that the slaves that were on the inside were doing a lot better than those
yeah.
on
right.
the outside.
All of this, yeah.
Yeah, that's not, you know, that's not
you know,
true.
I look at the, but I look at the responses I get from my kids when I'm trying to talk to them now they're older. Well, Mama, that was in your time. I tell myself, well, Mama, that's over. But I say, no, it's not. You don't know
no, it's not. That's
until
right.
it hits you right in the face. You're standing there dumbfounded. You don't know. You never forget. You don't know. Those people went through something.
Oh my
yes,
gosh!
They
you remember
did.
When we first saw Roots? When we got
yes.
to the nitty gritty of what our people, you know, we were told. Yes, we were slaves. We were whipped. You know, Master got with us every now and then. But to see it. That was my first experience. You know, that was before 12 Years a Slave and all those other movies that I didn't watch. I sat and my mama made me watch Roots. So that was, I mean, I was angry. I actually
yeah,
was angry.
Yeah.
After
and do you
that,
know
so.
What? I cannot watch Mississippi Burning. I can't watch
I look at
anything.
That. I do look at that.
I
do
slavery.
Look at that.
I can't watch it. I cannot watch it.
But we know it happened.
I get angry.
I was thinking that, yes, it brings a lot of anger, but it also keeps you aware, keeps you alert, too.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you alert as to, and trying to make them realize, you know, to, you have to plan your life better than what you're doing. You can't rely on the powers that be and everything out, you know, to keep your family going. You know, I try to tell it to my daughter with four kids. She don't have, you know, like, Mama, that was us over. That's, no, it's not over.
Hmm.
No, it's not. That's just
and
not.
Probably but, some country somewhere
to
today.
Yeah.
Probably some country, might be China, somewhere, anywhere to get days. Sitting back trying to scheme and see how they can tear down the United States. So, all we have is Christ, and that is more than enough.
They don't want to hear that no more. They don't want to hear it anymore. No.
I know.
Okay, so question.
Do you think that we are due reparations?
Oh, gosh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, oh. Lucy, you're on.
No, we're going to deal with that some other time. And I can really explode.
Terry,
you know?
Don't stop.
No, don't start no more be none. I'm sorry.
You know, when I think of the life of the slave, reparations, and what they feel like they want to throw you, you know, I believe we do something. But, I look at it a different way, too. You're going to come over in the country that we put together, we built the foundation and all. Now you're going to try to give us a little something as a token of your appreciation? No. No. What do you think this is?
Well, I still say that the people who should be getting the reparations have long passed on.
But the effects of that, is still with us.
Oh, absolutely.
The effects of it is still with us. That was one thing Kanye's put in that bill, that 40 acres and a mule bill, that we should study the effects of it, how it has affected the black community. Now, you can't, I agree with one of the bishops. He said this. He said, look, if the problem that you're facing is caused by someone else, and you keep looking for someone else to straighten up your problems, you're in trouble.
Right.
But when you take on the responsibility, no matter what it is, in your own life, then it's like, then you can put something together to help yourself out. As long as you keep pointing your finger and blaming and things of that nature, it's going to be that way. You have to take on that responsibility. Say, I'm in here. No matter what happened, I'm here. I got to come up with a plan to get me out of
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And that's what I see. But there. You know I love
okay,
you.
Okay, ladies. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate those that called in and just wanted to listen. I really appreciate you as well. So I'd like to leave you guys with this. Don't be afraid to start over. This time, you're not starting from scratch. You're starting from experience. And with that, I will say good evening. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Good night.
Bye.